Welcome to St. Martin's 8th Grade Social Studies Podcast, where we provide a Web 2.0 study review of Houghton Mifflin's social studies book, A More Perfect Union. In this episode, we will be reviewing Chapter 6, The Maturing Republic.
Creation of an American Identity. In what way did Americans in the early republic create an American identity? Noah Webster wrote the first American dictionary, which helped form an American dialect. What is a household economy? A household economy is the buying and selling of goods by independent farmers. What was the main role of women in the early 1800s? Since women were limited to holding jobs in the government, they raised a family instead. This entitled guiding their children into ethical service, as well as doing household chores.
What was the market economy? The market economy was the growth of trade. What led to expanding the American mobility? Better transportation led to the growth of trade and American mobility. What else benefited from the market economy? After the growth of the market economy, material success was becoming more important.
Values in conflict. What was a self-made man? Man who succeeded through his efforts. Where was the revival movement found? Western New York, it was called the Burnt Over District. What was the Second Great Awakening? It inspired church members to become missionaries, and it gave young teenage women the chance to serve an active role in society.
Chapter 6, Lesson 2, The First Western President.
The rise of the Jacksonian politics.
What year did Jackson win the election?
He won the election in 1828.
At what age did he fight in the Revolutionary War?
He was the age of 13.
At what year did Tennessee become a state?
The year of 1796.
A strong presidency.
What kind of people did Jackson favor?
He favored the common people over the rich and wealthy.
What were Jackson's followers known as?
They were known as the Democrats. The Federal Union put to the test.
What was the Calhoun document called?
The South Carolina Exposition.
When did Congress pass the highest tariff bill?
In the year of 1828.
Did Jackson support the principles of the states' rights?
Yes, he did.
Today we are interviewing Andrew Jackson and an Indian. I will first interview the Indian. Are you a Cherokee Indian?
Yes.
Where was your tribe located at the time of Andrew Jackson's presidency?
Western Georgia.
It says that your tribe is considered an independent nation. Do you agree?
I'd rather be one of the United States and escape harm, but they believe otherwise.
How do you feel about President Jackson making a move west past the Mississippi River?
We had a treaty and he went against it. We tried to fight back, but nothing changed.
What did your tribe do when the Georgians tried to take over the Cherokee land?
We brought several legal actions against the state of Georgia to the Supreme Court, but these actions were unsuccessful. In the 1832 Worcester v. Georgia case, Chief Justice Marshall ruled that state laws that violated federal treaties with us Indians were invalid.
How did your chief react to the treaty being broken?
He went to talk to Jefferson in rage, but ended up earning nothing in return. We tried to use their government against them by using legal actions, but this they just looked over and didn't consider.
I will now be interviewing Andrew Jackson.
Was it hard to grow up poor and end up being a self-made man?
A lot of hard work and being successful in law practices has helped tremendously. It took many years to reach this point, but now I am well prepared to serve the nation.
Before, when you were a candidate, how did you feel about the common people and the rich?
I have favored the common people over the rich and powerful. I don't really like large banks and factories. I believe businesses like that would strengthen the national government and take power from the people.
Why did you move the Indians farther west?
I wanted to make more room for the white settlers.
How did you feel when you lost against John Quincy Adams of Massachusetts in the presidential election of 1824?
I felt that the House of Representatives did not choose the right candidate. I had more electoral votes than Adams, but he did not have the majority vote. It doesn't really bother me anymore, but it did at the time. I'm just thankful to be president of the United States now.
When you faced Adam again in 1828, did you think what was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen?
Well, when we met again, I knew it would be a close vote, but I would win in the end.
How did you feel when Calhoun resigned the vice presidency to lead the anti-tariff fight?
I was outraged. I was so mad at Calhoun, but the public didn't need to know. So I announced the nullification was treason. The laws of the United States must be executed. I then strengthened the federal forts out in South Carolina.
Chapter 6, Lesson 3, How Others Saw Us.
The American Defined. What year did Michel Guillaume Jean de Crevecoeur arrive?
1759.
What is a social class?
The grouping of other people according to their status in society.
Criticism of America.
Who was the Englishwoman that came to America in 1834?
Harriet Martineau.
What was one thing about Martineau was disappointed about?
The practice of slavery.
Why were the Americans so focused on impressing Martineau?
Earlier, the last Englishwoman that wrote a book about America said horrible things about America.
Tocqueville's America. Who studied America?
Alexis and Gustav.
What kinds of people had hardships?
Slaves, women, and poor people.
What thought ruled America?
Public opinion.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of 8th Grade's Social Studies podcast. The music in our podcast is Civil War era music called My Maryland March. It can be found at Digital History. www.digitalhistory.uh.edu. You can find our podcast on the web on our wiki at stm8socialstudies.wikispaces.com.